Hi, everybody. So I'm Roxana Chen, and I'm one of the evaluators for the REACH program in Seattle King County. So I'm here today to talk about the work of one of our REACH coalition partners, CMAR Community Health Services, CMAR Community Health Centers in the Seattle King County area, and a lot of the awesome work that they've been able to do throughout the REACH program. But particularly how they were able to use fairly limited funds to do some cool things that they've been doing throughout REACH. Before I start, I just have to say I have no relationships to disclose. So my two primary objectives in this talk is to highlight at least three ways. I'm really going to talk about five ways that CMAR was able to use their resources to improve and increase healthy eating and active living options for Latinos with or at risk for diabetes in the King County area, but also talk about how their involvement and partnership with the REACH program really helped to enhance their motivation and their ability to move beyond patient clinical care to address broader social and environmental determinants of health. So what's so important about this? Well, basically, we all recognize that we're kind of in recessionary times. Money's really tight, and what that's meant is that's translated into fewer dollars to community health centers, community-based organizations, and a lot of community health centers tend to work with communities of color, lower income, vulnerable populations. And so not only are there fewer dollars to address clinical care, but it also means there's fewer dollars to allocate to community-based health programming as well. And that, you know, that brings us to a big problem of how do we meet the needs of our populations when we have fewer and fewer dollars to work with. So to start off with, I just wanted to give some background on the REACH program as well as CMAR. I don't know how many of you are familiar with REACH, but it stands for Racial and Ethnic Approaches to Community Health, and it's a CDC-funded initiative. The CDC, beginning in 1999, launched their REACH initiatives, beginning with REACH 2010. And in REACH 2010, the focus was addressing racial and ethnic disparities in health by developing culturally tailored interventions across the socio-ecological model. And in Seattle King County, our coalition formed, and we chose to focus on diabetes because that was one of the biggest health issues in our area. And our focal populations have been African Americans, Hispanic Latinos, and Asians and Pacific Islanders. And the interventions that we developed were primarily focused on developing and implementing a culturally tailored, linguistically appropriate diabetes education and self-management program, but also an attempt to get at more systems of care, changes at systems of care. We supported assistance for case coordination at clinics and tried to promote use of diabetes and other electronic registries. So REACH 2010 was from 1999 through 2007, and then CDC came out with REACH US. And the focus of REACH US was moving away from direct service delivery to encouraging all the REACH coalitions around the nation to focus more on addressing broader social determinants of health. So meaning moving beyond the individual to addressing community factors, societal, environmental factors, trying to promote policies that would support overall population health as well as the health of people of color. And how CMAR relates to this is they've been a REACH coalition partner since the very beginning in 1999. And they're a federally qualified community health center that was basically formed in the mid-70s with a focus on providing health and human services to the population, but they have a particular focus on the Latino community. And so in REACH 2010, they were responsible for developing and providing a culturally tailored Spanish language diabetes education and self-management class. But with the beginning of the REACH US grant, they had to expand their focus, and they expanded it by focusing on community mobilization, by trying to promote environmental changes, and looking for ways that they too could also help support systems-level changes. And these would be systems-level changes internal to CMAR Community Health Centers. So within these three areas, there's five activities that I'm going to be talking about. So for community mobilization, I'll be talking about their CMAR's work around digital storytelling. Environmental changes, I'll be talking about how they look for ways to improve healthy eating and active living for the Latino community through their restaurant work. through their Youth Soccer League and Community Kitchens, and then also how they've been trying to promote systems change by implementing a worksite wellness program throughout CMAR. So there's a lot of text here, but I'll just go through it really quickly in that I'll just make the assumption that a lot of you are familiar with digital storytelling, but in a nutshell, somebody tells their story and records it. So it's really powerful. So what CMAR did was they took Reach funds, and we were, we meaning Reach, I speak on behalf of Reach. So Reach was able to help finance their purchase of equipment and their training with a digital story expert, and CMAR ran with it and was able to help a lot of different people create their digital stories around their life with diabetes or stories around challenges with getting access to healthy, affordable foods or getting access to affordable, safe places for physical activity. And the beauty of digital stories is that what CMAR found was that it really built the self-confidence of the participants, but not only that, at a broader scale, it really empowered the Latino community to speak out about their health issues, their health needs, to take their digital stories, to have this concrete thing to bring to other stakeholders and elected officials to talk about the healthy eating and active living options or lack thereof in their community. So it was a really great advocacy tool, not that we do advocacy. And at the coalition level, CMAR was able to take their training and train the rest of the Reach Coalition in digital storytelling. And the beauty about this was that one of our other Reach Coalition members, the International Community Health Services, which is another community health center, developed a really strong partnership and collaboration with CMAR around digital storytelling. And they were able to collaborate in creating this Move Map. And the Move Map is an online interactive tool that not only is focused on diabetes and physical activity and healthy eating, but also on tobacco, because it also was funded by CPPW funds, Communities Putting Prevention to Work, which is another CDC initiative. And so if you want to look that up, it's pretty cool. It's mappingvoices.org, and it includes not only the digital stories, but videos and photographs in the neighborhoods that have large proportions of Latinos and Asians and Pacific Islanders and tells their stories about diabetes and healthy eating, active living. So moving on to their CMAR's work in environmental change, they also focused on trying to improve the food environment by working with restaurants. So starting with one restaurant, Galerias, and the owner, Ramiro Rubio, is a leader in the Latino community, and he was really enthusiastic about working with Reach in trying to learn more about diabetes, because he thought that as a restaurant owner, if he knew about diabetes, then he could make changes to his restaurant to improve the health of restaurant patrons, as well as influencing other restaurant owners to change their menus to be more healthful. So Reach provided nutritional expertise, and we worked together to develop a diabetes-friendly menu with him. And then there was some press about his launching his diabetes-friendly menu, and this actually inspired some students in a nearby neighborhood, or city actually, called Auburn, and they're part of a high school business club called DECA, and we worked with them to on their Dine Out to Beat Diabetes campaign, in which they basically went around and tried to convince eateries in the Auburn neighborhood to either add diabetes-friendly menu items to their menu or provide like pamphlets, information about diabetes. And then also the work being done at Galerias motivated and interested a couple of other Mexican restaurant owners, and so Reach will be working with them to help them on their menus. And so this is just a picture of Ramiro standing proudly at his restaurant and a copy of his diabetes-friendly menu. And the cool thing about the menu is that not only has the list the menu items, but on the other, it's a one-page insert. On the other side, it describes each of the ingredients and how it contributes to people's health. And so in terms of trying to improve access to affordable physical activity, CMAR also launched a youth soccer league. So obesity and diabetes is a growing problem among the Latino community, and it's a big problem among among the youth. And CMAR's, their main offices are located in South Park, which is kind of an industrial area, lower income, largely Latino. And so access to safe physical play is a little hard to come by. And soccer is a really popular activity. So CMAR launched this youth soccer league. To be a part of an official soccer league is really cost prohibitive. So the local soccer league in West Seattle, it costs $110 to participate. And so CMAR was able to launch this youth soccer league costing only $20 per child, and it was wildly popular. And after the pilot season, the parents were really excited, and that motivated them to get more involved and advocate to continue supporting the youth soccer league. And the way that CMAR was able to make this happen was through not only REACH funding and REACH expertise, but collaborating with the community center and enlisting the aid of community volunteers. And related to the youth soccer league, CMAR also felt that it was important to increase access to healthy, affordable foods within the South Park area because South Park is considered a food desert. And the beauty of South Park is there actually is a local urban farm in the same area called Mara Farms, and they were willing to donate produce if CMAR could figure out a way to use it. And so CMAR was able to leverage not only the support of REACH, but also the community center, the urban farm, and volunteers in launching the community kitchens, which just provided an opportune way to provide social support to attendees, but also educate them about healthy foods, how to prepare it, and give them a way of just eating it there and bringing healthy foods home. And then I covered most of the stuff on this slide, but at the very bottom, the additional benefit of the community kitchens and the soccer program is because it involved the community, the local community center. The hours logged in actually helped support, prevent funding cuts to the community center when the city was deciding which community centers needed however many hours cut from their support. And then lastly, CMAR was able to work on worksite wellness. And with this, they were able to tap into REACH's coalition expertise, and because we have a worksite wellness expert in our coalition. And with his assistance, they developed policies, infrastructure, guidelines on how to improve and support the health of employees at CMAR. So CMAR is not just one clinic in South Park. It's actually a bunch of clinics throughout Washington State. And this has proved to be pretty popular as well. But I think the main thing that I wanted to end with was how did CMAR make all of these things happen? And I think there's something to be said about having a fire put on your butt where you have a grant that tells you you should focus on social determinants of health because it's not something that a community health center would ordinarily focus on. And so CMAR had to make a case to its executive leadership that it was important to address social determinants because that was also a way to support patient health as well. REACH not only provided funding, but they also provided expertise to CMAR as they carried out all these activities. And I think one of the key things that CMAR did was use REACH funding to help support and hire a community mobilizer, because the mobilizer was able to provide very intentional support in seeing out all these activities. And not only that, in developing and maintaining the partnerships within the within the community that ended up being leveraged to help make the community kitchens and the soccer program a reality, because we totally tapped into community resources to make those things happen. And it totally didn't help to have CMAR be a very mission-driven organization with a mission-driven leadership that hires very social justice-oriented staff as well. I've covered these. And so overall, if you're interested in pursuing any of these activities, come talk to me later. But I think something that was critical was having a community mobilizer who was able to see all of these things through and develop partnerships and see creative ways to use very limited funds for maximal benefit. And just to underscore how powerful this is, from REACH 2010 to REACH US, CMAR's REACH funding dropped from $150,000 a year to about $41,000. So it's pretty amazing all the things that they accomplished. And so if you want to contact me, my email addresses at the very end. Thanks.